The Gemara on the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis had told us the prohibition of making a kapandria out of the Harabayis and a shul. That means making a shortcut. A fascinating discussion, which we've elaborated on in a longer shir entitled "Can One Walk Through the Upper Plaza of the Kotel?" We discussed the viability and the permissibility or lack thereof of you walking through the upper Kotel Plaza. Does that also constitute making a kapandria? Here we will summarize Bezer Hashem, the conclusions from there, and quote some of the great poskim. In a tshuva by Rav Bezalel Bezhulti, who is the Rav of Yerushalayim, which has been read by the rabbi of the Kotel and Mekomos HaKadoshim, Rav Rabinovich, in his Shailas Uchuvah Sharitzion on page Lamed Zayin, Rav Zhulti felt that the upper plaza of the Kotel had a din of a Kedusha Space HaKnesses, and it was not like what the Mishnah in Megillah describes, as well as in Tainus the Gemara discusses, the Rechov that they used to daven Be'akroi, and there it doesn't have Kedusha, although the Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Simin Kuf Nun Dalet, points out that even by basic Knesset HaRechov, shul on the street, one would not be allowed to be noeg minig bizayon. Rav Zhulti argues, though, that that is not the upper plaza. The upper plaza has a din of a Beis HaKnesses. One of his primary sources is a Magen Avram. And how you understand this Magen Avram is a debate between the old Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Zhulti, and the present Rav of the old city of Yerushalayim, our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal. The Magen Avram in Simin Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Katan Aleph writes the following: houses and courtyards that were used for davening that was entirely casual does not have kedusha. And here's an important line: and the side rooms are no better than houses and courtyards and don't have a kedusha. V'shema, however, concludes the Magen Avram from the Ma'arit, overflow minion. When the minion overflows, it goes into those other rooms. If that's tadir, so then in such a case, it has a status of kedusha. Rajolti argues, now we are right before the Yom Tov of Sukkot. When you're going to be listening to this daf, will be right around the Yom Tov of Sukkot itself, if not on Sukkot Mamish. And on Sukkot, of course, there is a beautiful event where thousands of people come to the Kotel, first of all for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego, and there are times that the Kotel overflows, particularly in the time of Birchas Kohanim. Right from Zhulti, Yulfizer Berchavat HaKotel, Shei Chelik Mimokom HaTfila Shal Yidei HaKotel, Imkein Af Al Pi Shemispalim Shem Rak BaKroi BeChagim, even though they daven there only sometimes, Mikom Mokom Gam Mispalim, Harezem Mokom Kavul HaTfila, it's Kavul HaTfila, and it has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. For that reason, Rav Zhulti concludes that the Rechovot HaKotel cannot be used for any use of Chol, and this is how Rav Rabinovich leans as well, and for that reason, they must deal with how one could even walk through the upper plaza as a shortcut. Why doesn't it follow as an Isra of Kapandria? However, I thought that if one looks in the source of this halacha of the Magen Avram, I am, as you'll see in a moment, just carrying the flag of Rav Nevinzal. If one looks at the source, the Ma'arit, Chelik Beis, in Yoredea, Simin Samach Dalet, over there the Ma'arit is talking about azaros that are not used for anything else except for overflow minyanim. The Kotel Plaza is clearly used by many people for different type of divrei chol, even though one of the great poskim, a Hasidish posik, who has an extensive and beautiful sefer, Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, sefer Mishnas Yosef on Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, he claims that originally the upper part of the plaza was also only supposed to be used for davening. Maybe it depends on who you ask. Rabbi Lieberman is from Meir Sha'arim. I was zochet to meet him, a very fine, beautiful hadras panim and a tremendous Baal Midos. He, as well as in Rav Rabinovich's Shari Tzion, is very much opposed to looking at the Upper Kotel Plaza as anything but an extension for davening. However, reality on the ground, as Rav Nevin Salas pointed out, is that it is used for divrei chol. In fact, Rav Rabinovich was gracious in that he printed Rav Nevin Salas Ha'aris to his sefer on page Lamed. Rav Nevin Salas writes, Sharei meyuedes gam letayarim ba'alma. Unfortunately, there's mixing between men and women over there, and he says, therefore, one cannot say it's like a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, we extend Rav Neman Sal's idea, and we say that the Maharit expressly stated that he was talking about those things that weren't designated also for Chol. This is clearly designated for Chol, hence, the halacha is that one could argue that it does not have a din of a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis has a din of Rechava, and one should be Machmir, though, not to be Noeg Dvarim of Bizayon. When I raised this with Rav Neman Sal, he also pointed out to me that Marit and Mag Avram are only talking about places that are constantly used for Tefillah and overrun when the shul is overrun. For example, the way sometimes people use a ladies section for davening in minyanim. So in such a case, maybe that's when the Marit rule apply. However, he said there's no tadirus, even though on Pesach and Sukkot there are times, it could be that some people go there to daven, but there's no tadirus, Rav Neman Sal argued, and he felt strongly that the Upper Kotel Plaza does not have status of a Kedusha. Again, on the other side stand Rav Bitzal Zsolti Zatzal, Rav Shalom Ashash Zatzal, Rav Rabinovich, the present rabbi of the Kotel, seems to be leaning in that direction as well as Rav Yosef Lieberman Shlita. But this is the position, and the sugya that starts from is ours, and it really, a lot of it depends on how you learn this Magen Avram, quoting the Maharit. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zelcha to walk back and forth together in the streets of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, with the appropriate kavod, appreciating Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim.